11. Not wanting to either, but rather a corncrake call it sounded. Could it be heron? No crows on the island. Every sound is mysterious. Don't think about it, think about it. Noises off are always sounds of war. Someone dies this morning. Castaways in summer suits throng the beach, and their skins don't want to touch. Pilgrimage is easy. It's staying put that's hard. The words come in like crows to wake us. When the mind is already in harness, always, halfway up the horse, to trot along the bottom of the sea. Propositions folded in half make good paper darts to skim at the emperor, or his legate seated on the bishop's throne, fat with benefices. Let the esurient starve. But let the paper plane have words on it, little scribbles from the Luftwaffe of truth to peck against his drowsy cheek, reminding him of Peter Lombard's sentences. He's heard about, but never read, like 60,000 absolutely necessary books, but maybe this little word or two you send zipping through the nave will be enough to save his soul, or at least turn him from oppression of the poor. Can a word do that? Can it have known hell and still be here, capable of your mouth? Wandering through flames, the devil tends his garden. Each flame a shape of new flower upward aspiring, where Montgolfier's aerostat proposes, out there, as the nursing homes address, beyond the stars, so many propositions. So many lovelorn dodderers sobbing among the Sitka spruces. When it comes down to it, everything grows. 12. Expose the intimate garage for what it holds. Lay spaces, nostalgic for tool, tool, nostalgic for agency. I miss my soft garage, each nail demands an implement. Each tool says, get to work. Agency is all. Where his mysteries are stored, arcane cardboard reticules of interactive management in love with your old tax forms, books. A shelf of books is Jacob's ladder, mounting all the way to the confusions of God. Je suis Jacques. Je m'inclus. Every page becomes a field of grasses, my father's fescue, Mary's poa, my squills. We're on the slopes of purgatory now, in sight of that northern ocean where heaven hides. Light comes from the north and tells us what? Enough of your us and we, enough with your ocean. Give me something dry and hard. Girls have to cherish their illusions. They don't come easy, they don't come cheap. Does sex have angels? Michael, is that aspect of Lucifer in charge of his fall, down through these principles of air control by which sometimes our fire is kindled, so that the flames dance Punic letters to be read off cave walls, black hearth? Enough of we, enough of this or any we, that jingoist commodity. You haven't met a single patient yet in all this agent world with pictures in it. That is my shame, my desolate, pale, streetless people, loot lost in all my empty grid. I am homesick as a number. Come fetch me home under some pretext in your Pontiac. Relieve me of this river, this academy of trees. All you really have is vocabulary. So fall around her, follow up the slope, in awe of her lithe potency, that shirt of shape her spirit wears. This angle of enterprise, map of the houses of the stars, slanting toward the albedo of the summit. I could read her palms if she'd let me walk down the light into her hands. Song is somber, postal rates ascend. She leads anyone at all who follows, down interesting casemates and fell caverns, up to the landing strip beneath the heart, where information lands. Ex turbine, out of the whirlwind of its rotors come a wheel of colors. Color is her own lieutenant. I am swept up in their apparency in engine land where I was born. Fancies of rescue, fracas of personal salvation I can't keep from keeping. Oh, lift me from, the poet sings. Heaven is a palace of straight faces. He always guessed, but wrong again. The copter hoisted and clouds fell away. Folding the tea towel neatly, she explained, the earth you see down there, we see so green to skim along, is not the earth we'll land on presently, capiche? The point is this, vital to keep desire new. Slip the trace of old obsession. Change the name of the one whose image goes before you, the faithless bint who will not sign her name. Desire is a detachable amenity, lock grip of adventitious longing. Fall in love anew each day. It says so right here in the paper. She handed to me and I read, all you are is who you want. So be more than be more, be many. Embrace multitudes. No empty vaunt. For need is permafrost and teaches nothing. Want is everything and keen and shows, leaves careful written traces of its passage, plump doves walking on your stoic heart with pointy pinky little feet that tickle you. Now put the poison bottle down and apprehend. I did, and thought I do, lost in the rotor's hasty zodiac, clatter of her engine slept. No more narration. The easy parts are hard to write. The hard makes sense at last, takes sense and changes it, the way a mountain does by being there, doing things the hard way round. Go for the heart, this finger on your pulse to alter it. Make the melancholy, heavy-laden veins quiver in their passage home, joyly, joyful, a kind of music to go by stopping. 13. Life of a bird. That's all I ask of you. The soaring, the hunting, the stooping down the sky. Coming to rest, to sleep all night with open eye. Because the language is about to change again. That's all I ever wanted. A new word, and hold it safely in my mouth. And let it out. The way the bird lets itself fall upwards on warm currents, then, when it is already there, only then begins to move, to fly to where it is already. So I would work, then do the opening of your lips for you, so you can speak it too. 14. One thing in the crevice of another. Over the saddle and down the ravine, long scree slope of the flank, the idle pastoral where sheep eat men, and the churches always are on fire. Wanting something is no more than the shadow of what something is, but never tell. Live in one another's shade or else to die, starfish crucified, murdered by sheer light, who had been a person, now a sign, then the shadow of a sign, than the ghost of a shadow. 15. The pyramid's shade stretches from the backbone to the right knee by the river. They held my sea abominable, darling, as if it took men for its own and left nothing on the bone, and fed the rest of us a stone, left the priest in every woman's chest to moan his stupid liturgy alone, alone and never a congregation. What a tragic sound it is to own, like sand lifted by the Khamsin wind, comes sobbing through the tiles of your room. Not mine, I have no roof to help me hold off heaven, the self-deceiving mortal mind, hoping for advantage from his willing exile, political and amorous and gelt, the startling unoriginality of his prose, the review concludes, not unlike a young person with the wrong idea about bananas, historon proteron, the schoolboy guessed, but guesses feed no goats, as they said in Ithaca, and late at night the shadow also hid, no stronger than its man, poured out in darkness, a shade dissolved in shade.